Hello, you wrestling fanatics, and welcome to another episode of Reach Wrestling. I am your host, Alan Reed, and today I'll be reviewing the 2021 Elimination Chamber. Now we're going to get straight into it because there was quite a lot of action to talk about and a surprising ending. So we're going to get right into it. So the night starts off with an Elimination Chamber match for a chance to face Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. We have Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn versus King Corbin versus Jey Uso versus Cesaro versus Daniel Bryan. And of course, Sami Zayn came out with his documentary crew, but one of the referees quickly banned the documentary crew from ringside even before the match even started. And thus, the quote-unquote conspiracy continues on Sami Zayn that WWE is trying to hold them down. And I just thought it was a random thing, but it keeps the storyline going for Sami Zayn. So then we have Cesaro and Daniel Bryan starting off the match. And both of these men start off by training uppercuts to each other. Daniel gets to the top rope and jumps to Cesaro outside the ring. Daniel gets back to the top rope. And then missile drop kicks and goes for a pin, and Cesaro kicks out. Cesaro clotheslines Daniel Bryan, turning him inside out. Daniel Bryan sold that move completely. Cesaro then starts to work on Daniel's leg. Daniel then gets Cesaro into an armbar. Cesaro gives Daniel more heavy uppercuts, and he holds Daniel Bryan up for a vertical suplex, and he holds him up in the air for quite a while, showing off Cesaro's strength. And I mean, Cesaro's stronger than he looks, to be honest. I mean, he held Daniel Bryan on his shoulder for a moment. It was pretty cool. So then we have the next entry to the Elimination Chamber match, and it's King Corbin. Corbin drives Cesaro right into one of the pods. King Corbin drives Daniel Bryan into the chamber chains, and he forces Daniel's face to the chains. King Corbin does a deep six on Cesaro and Daniel Bryan simultaneously. He goes for a pin for both men, but both men kick out. King Corbin then drives Daniel's injured knee to one of the pods. And I felt that one because Daniel was in pain. And then we have the other entry into the Elimination Chamber match, and is Sami Zayn. Will the conspiracy continue on him? We're going to keep talking about this. Sami Zayn quickly closes the pod door as King Corbin comes to him, and he keeps taunting King Corbin. But then I guess Sami Zayn forgot that there's a second pod door behind them that opens, and then Cesaro comes to Sami Zayn from the other side of the door. And Sami Zayn was talking shit to King Corbin, Cesaro knocks him out inside the pod. Daniel then drives Sami Zayn to the chains. Sami went for a hell of a kick. Daniel moves out of the way, and Sami ends up kicking Jey Uso's pod. Sami Zayn does a tornado DT on Cesaro outside the ring to the, I wouldn't even say steel anymore. It's more like a matted floor of the chamber. And from this point on, there's been no eliminations so far. All men are still there fighting. Then Sami Zayn gets on top of one of the pods. Cesaro climbs along Sami Zayn. Both men battle on top. Cesaro gives Sami a hell of an uppercut while on top of the pod. Sami and Zayn climb to the chains now, and then they climb to the middle of the chamber while on the steel structure. Cesaro bounces Sami's head on the chains. Cesaro drops Sami to the chamber floor. Personally, if they would have kept the steel floor from past Elimination Chamber match, I feel that Sami falling would have gotten more of a pop. But it is what it is. Cesaro then does a Cesaro swing on King Corbin. Cesaro does a sharpshooter on Corbin, and then Corbin taps out. So Corbin's eliminated. We have our first elimination of the match. And then we have another entry into the chamber, Elimination Chamber, and it's Kevin Owens. Sami tries to get Kevin Owens to join him. He starts pleading with him, saying that the other wrestlers aren't like them. They don't understand. Kevin quickly just drives Sami to the pod glass. I actually thought the glass was going to break, but it didn't end up breaking. I was like, oh, whatever. Daniel then does a sleeper hold on Kevin Owens, and then Kevin Owens just uses his back. He drops his back to the mat to release Daniel Bryan's grip. Kevin Super Kid Sami Zayn, and then Kevin Cannibals, both Brian and Cesaro and Sami, while all of them are in their respective corner laying down. Then we have another intro into the chamber match, and it's the last entry into the chamber match of this one, and it's Jey Uso. Shocker that he's the last one to go in. Kevin then quickly attacks Jey Uso and he rubs Jey's face to the chains. Kevin tosses Jey into one of the pods. Then Kevin Owens gets on top of the pod and moonsaults off the pod to everyone. He takes everyone down with him. Kevin gives Sami a stunner, pins Sami Zayn, and then Sami Zayn is eliminated. And therefore, the conspiracy is going to keep going for Sami Zayn. God knows what he's going to say on SmackDown now with him losing and the referee telling the documentary crew to leave ringside, even though pretty sure the documentary crew wouldn't have done anything to help Sami Zayn. So then Jey closes the cell door on Kevin Owens' arm. The main entrance is closed on Kevin Owens' arm, and he's just putting so much pressure on Kevin Owens' arm. It's insane. Then Uso ends up eliminating Kevin Owens. Fuck. There goes my pick. I honestly thought Kevin Owens was going to win. But at the same time, I was like, whatever. I don't think we need another Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns this quick. So why not? So now we have three men remaining. We have Cesaro, Daniel Bryan, and Jey Uso. Daniel Bryan does a yes kick to Cesaro. Goes for a pin. Cesaro kicks out. Thank God. Then Daniel goes to the top rope. Cesaro uppercuts Daniel Bryan on the top while on the top rope. Cesaro puts Daniel Bryan on his shoulder, showing his strength again. Cesaro does a gut buster to Daniel Bryan. Then Cesaro swings Daniel on his bad knee, literally holds him up by his bad knee and just twirls him around. Jey Uso does a frog splash on Cesaro, and Jey Uso eliminates Cesaro. Fuck, there goes my second pick now. I'm bummed out because I honestly thought Cesaro was going to win this one because, they say that they don't want to push Cesaro into singles competition, but they eliminate him. But, what can we do? And now we're down to Daniel Bryan versus Jey Uso. Jey Uso gets on top of the pod again. Jey Uso goes for a frog splash. Daniel Bryan puts his knees up. Daniel goes for his running knee. He hits Jey Uso, and he wins. Daniel Bryan wins the Elimination Chamber match. Was that a surprise? Not really. I think they want Daniel Bryan to have some sort of main event again. But, again, I honestly thought Cesaro was going to win. But, at the same time, it makes sense that Cesaro would lose because I guess they're going to actually start building up a Seth Rollins versus Cesaro match. And I wouldn't be surprised if Seth Rollins comes out on SmackDown and just says how Cesaro would have won the match if he would have joined Seth Rollins. If he would have, embraced the vision, he would have won the match. I'm pretty sure Seth Rollins is going to come up with some bullshit like that. So then with Daniel Bryan winning, we quickly move on to Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan for the Universal Championship. Daniel Bryan was in the match for more than 30 minutes, and then he has to face a fresh Roman Reigns, to be exact, after that match. God bless this guy's heart. Roman quickly goes for a spear, but then Daniel reverses it into the yes lock, and from there I was like, oh shit, we might have a very, very quick match. But then obviously Roman Reigns powers out and punches Daniel Bryan pretty viciously, to be honest. Roman gives Daniel a massive powerbomb. Roman Reigns chokes out Daniel Bryan. He puts him in a submission, chokes him out. And Roman Reigns wins by submission. He retains his title. No shit. I'm pretty sure if Cesaro, Kevin Owens, or anyone else would have won, Roman Reigns would have retained his title because Edge comes out of nowhere and spears Roman Reigns. And then Edge points to the WrestleMania sign on top of the Thunderdome, and a bunch of fireworks starts coming out, signaling that Edge has finally made his WrestleMania decision and he's going to face Roman Reigns. So it's going to be Edge versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania for the Universal Championship. Is that a surprise? No, we all knew that Edge was going to pick Roman Reigns. It just makes perfect sense. No offense to like Finn Balor, NXT, or Drew McIntyre. Well, yeah, it's just would be weird to see Edge going against Finn Balor for an NXT championship at WrestleMania. Although I'm pretty sure Finn and Edge would have an incredible match, but it just makes sense to have Edge versus Roman Reigns. And now they have a month and 2 weeks to build up this feud. So it's gonna be interesting. I mean, it's not much of a surprise, but it is what it is. So then we move on to Bad Bunny and The Miz backstage. The Miz starts talking shit about Bad Bunny, and at this point Bad Bunny is super just annoyed, and he's over Bad Bunny. He just smacks the shit out of The Miz. I mean, that was a loud ass slap to the face. The Miz turns back and Damian Priest appears in front of him, and we can see that The Miz is shitting his pants. He's like, shit, okay, I can't fight Damian Priest, but I can fight Bad Bunny. But Bad Bunny's not there. And The Miz just quietly just walks off, and Damian Priest just laughs it all off. So then we have Riddle versus Bobby Lashley versus John Morrison in a triple threat match for the US title. John Morrison earned his spot in this match because he won a fatal four-way during the pre-show of Elimination Chamber match. As we all know, Keith Lee was supposed to be in this triple threat match, but he's out with an injury, or quote-unquote injury, as we know his push has been very up and down for all we know. So then for most of the match, Lashley does end up taking control of most of the match for the good first quarter. Lashley tosses Morrison to the corner, spears him in the corner. Lashley then throws Morrison out. Lashley puts Morrison into the torture lock, and he drives Morrison to the ring post. Then Bobby Lashley tosses Riddle. He tosses Riddle like a toy. Like, it's like a Riddle weighs like 2 pounds. Morrison and Riddle end up teaming up to take out Lashley. Both of them knowing that it's like, okay, we can't take him out as singles competitor. When I just was the tag team, this shit, take him out, then it's me versus you. It was that type of thing. But then Lashley ends up dominating both men. I mean, the strength of this guy is incredible. I mean, this guy could probably lift up a house. Riddle does a floating bro on Lashley. Finally, Lashley is down for the first time in this match. Morrison turns on Riddle, shocker, and knocks him out outside the ring. Riddle then bridge pins Morrison, and Morrison kicks out. Riddle does a floating bro on Lashley. Morrison breaks up the count very fast. Then Morrison does a starship pain on Lashley, and Bobby Lashley kicks out in 1 second. I mean, this, it didn't even hurt him at all. Then MVP starts to talk shit to Morrison. Morrison takes MVP's crutches. Morrison hits Lashley with it. Lashley dodges it. I mean, Morrison tries to hit Lashley with it, and then Lashley dodges it and puts Morrison into a hurt lock. From there, I was like, fuck, of course. Lashley is going to retain the belt. Of course he is, but no. Riddle then hits Lashley with the crutches 3 times, to be exact. Lashley gets knocked out in the ring. Then Riddle does the Broderick on Morrison. He pins Morrison 1, 2, 3, and Riddle wins. And now Riddle is the new United States champion. Finally, Riddle has the belt. It's about damn time. With all these weeks of losing, of getting attacked by Lashley, bumped behind, getting the hurt lock, it finally paid off, and he finally has the US title. I mean, honestly, I didn't think he was gonna win. I thought they're just showing Bobby Lashley being this is insane force that no one can hurt him. But I'm extremely happy that Riddle won. So then we have Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair versus Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Now, to start off about this match, this is a match that nobody wanted. It's a match we don't even need. This is more of like a show filler. It's just one of those matches added just to fill up the card, to be honest, because it was a very light card. It wasn't, I think it was 5 matches in total, which is pretty light, to be honest, for a pay-per-view. But anyways, we're going to right into the match. So then we have Nia and Bianca starting off the match. Bianca plays around with Nia for the first few moments of the match, just twirling around, jumping around, Bianca ends up like, you know, like smacking her ass, teasing Nia Jax. And Nia Jax is almost like offended by everything that she can't get a grip on Bianca. Belair, then Bianca and Sasha double kick Nia outside of the ring. Shayna gets tagged in. Shayna quickly puts Bianca into a submission. Nia runs through Sasha and knocks her out to the floor. Poor Sasha. She took a full tackle of Nia. And then Shayna works on Sasha's arm. She twists Sasha's wrist very badly. Like, it was almost a full 180 degree. I don't know. And during this match, and it was probably like very, very early into the match, I don't know if it's just me, but it really seemed like Nia Jax was really stiff in this match. Like, she wasn't really moving that much. Like, it's almost like she didn't want to be there. I don't know if that's just me that I noticed that, but Nia Jax was just very stiff. I mean, usually she's a bit loose, more running, but I don't know. It was something off about her this match. Maybe it's just me. Maybe me just overthinking it, maybe. So then Sasha does a crossbody on Shayna, goes for a pin. Shayna kicks out. Sasha goes for numerous types of pins around the ring, and then Shayna kicks out of them all. Sasha literally just rolls Shayna around all over the ring. They're doing different types of pins, and she can't get Shayna to fall. Then Bianca Belair gets tagged in. Shayna puts into a clutch. Bianca escapes. She puts Bianca into I always forget the Kumakura clutch. I think that's what it's called. I always botched that name too. Kumakura clutch. And then Bianca escapes. Sasha Banks does a frog splash to Shayna. Shayna kicks out on two. Bianca does the kiss of death on Shayna. Goes for a pin. Nia Jax pulled Bianca out of the ring. Quite frankly, I thought Bianca had the match won right there with the kiss of death. Sasha does a blind tag. And then Sasha does a meteora on Nia Jax. Goes for a pin. Nia kicks out. And then we have Reginald coming out with a bottle of champagne. Because the match is totally over and they can celebrate, you know, idiot. Sasha does a bank statement on Nia Jax. Nia reaches the bottom rope. Sasha is distracted by the bottle. She grabs the bottle from Reginald, and then the referee ends up telling Sasha, like, hey, what are you going to do with that bottle? And then Sasha's like pleading her case, like, no, she was going to use it. So with that distraction, Nia Jax does a Samoan drop. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler win and retain the women's championship belt. Again, such a show filler. Nothing happened. I mean, the best thing that could have happened in that match is if Bianca Belair finally made her decision on who she's going to face at WrestleMania. That would have probably saved the match, but they didn't even try to show her that she's interested in facing Sasha Banks. So that was such a dud. It's like I'm giving it like a 1.5 out of 5 star. I mean, so then now we move on to what is basically the main event of Elimination Chamber. Yes, it was that quick. We have the Elimination Chamber match for the WWE Championship. We have Drew McIntyre versus AJ Styles versus Kofi Kingston versus Sheamus versus Randy Orton versus Jeff Hardy. So then we have Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton starting off the match. Randy sends Jeff Hardy into the glass of one of the pods. Jeff then dives to Randy Orton, goes for a pin. Orton kicks out. And then we have our third entry into the Elimination Chamber match, and it's Drew McIntyre. He enters the chamber. Drew ends up destroying Orton and Jeff Hardy with fast-paced moves. He's just literally running, drop-kicking everyone, slamming everyone. He's building up his momentum. Drew then rams Randy Orton's back to the chains and then presses Randy Orton's face to the chains. There's a lot of head pressing today with no blood, sadly. Drew then suplexes Jeff onto the chamber floor. Drew literally hits... this is probably one of the funniest parts of the night. I don't know if it was a spot or it was literally the cameraman being at the wrong place at the wrong time. But Drew launches Randy Orton to one of the pods. I mean, Jeff Hardy into one of the pods. And he literally hits the cameraman. And then you hear Drew tell the cameraman, I told you to move. So I don't know if the cameraman was in the wrong spot or it's just part of the show to kind of show Drew McIntyre is like, hey, I don't give a fuck who's in front of me in these type of matches. It was just a fun thing to see. Randy Orton ends up doing a neck breaker on Drew, goes for a pin, Drew kicks out, and then after that we have another entry into the chamber, and it's Kofi Kingston. He enters the match. Kofi rolls over Orton. Okay, holy shit, before I move on, this is probably the second most surprising thing that happened on this pay-per-view, and it's because Kofi Kingston rolled Randy Orton over, literally a simple rollover pin, and he eliminates Randy Orton. What the fuck? Okay, so that literally caught me off guard, as it probably caught you and so many people off guard. Okay, so Orton is the first one eliminating this match. So there goes my Fiend and Alexa Bliss theory of the Fiend coming back during Elimination Chamber match, because there's been rumors saying that he was supposed to come back during Elimination Chamber, but he didn't, because Randy Orton got eliminated. So I thought Randy Orton was going to be one of the last people to enter the chamber match, maybe enter before Sheamus, as Sheamus is scheduled to be the last one to go in. But when the lights were choosing who was going to come in, I actually thought the lights were going to go out, or we were going to be like, what the fuck? And then the lights come back on, and then the Fiend, the new Fiend with his new mask, his new attire, I thought he was going to come out behind Orton and Orton's going to be surprised, and the Fiend does a mandible claw on Randy Orton. That's my theory. My second theory was that maybe Alexa Bliss was going to somehow enter the match and cause Randy Orton the chance to win the title. But obviously those two theories are out of the window, because Orton got eliminated, he's the first one eliminated, to be honest, in that match. So that was a pretty bummer for me. I was really bummed out about that. So then with Randy Orton eliminated, we see almost ripping out the glass from one of the pods that AJ Styles was in. And then AJ ends up escaping through that pod that almost basically destroyed. And then he comes into the match without even the countdown. He just goes in. And then Adam Pearce comes out and he ejects almost from ringside. It's one of those spots to show almost and how crazy, you know, strong this guy can be. I mean, because we don't really know his strength right now, because he doesn't wrestle yet. So one of those interesting things. So then we have Kofi Kingston. He DDTs AJ Styles on the chamber floor. Kofi does an SOS on Drew, goes for a pin. Drew kicks out. AJ does a brain buster on Kofi, and then Kofi quickly kicks out of the pin. Drew McIntyre suplexes Kofi onto the chains, and then finally the last entry into the Elimination Chamber match is Sheamus. And then literally the exact moment Sheamus gets into the ring, Drew and Sheamus just size each other up, and then they start exchanging punches. Kofi jumps on Sheamus. Kofi and Sheamus battle on the top rope. Kofi climbs to the top of the pod, and then Kofi just literally drops himself from the top of the pod to everyone in the match. Kofi tries to pin everyone, and everyone just kicks out. He just crawls into every single person he can find, but they all kick out. Then Sheamus gives Kofi Kingston a bro kick, and Sheamus eliminates Kofi Kingston. And I guess we're not going to have a Kofi Mania Part 2. And then we have Jeff Hardy. He corkscrew flips off the top rope. Drew gives Jeff Hardy a claymore kick, and then Drew McIntyre ends up eliminating Jeff Hardy. So now we're down to three men. We have Drew McIntyre, AJ Styles, and Sheamus. Sheamus gives Drew a brutal knee to the face, and he goes for a pin. Drew kicks out. Sheamus does the white nose on Drew for no avail. AJ lands on top of Drew, goes for a pin. Drew kicks out. AJ does a 450 splash on Drew McIntyre, goes for a pin. Drew kicks out again. I mean, Drew is not going to lose this match. Drew McIntyre then does a future shock DDT on Sheamus. AJ does a phenomenal forearm on Sheamus, and AJ Styles actually eliminates Sheamus. Fuck, I actually thought Sheamus was gonna win, to be honest. So there goes my pick. I mean, I'm terrible at picking winners at this point. Now we have AJ Styles versus Drew McIntyre. AJ jumps from the top rope. Drew catches AJ midair with a claymore kick. Drew McIntyre pins AJ Styles, and he retains his belt. And that's on AJ Styles. I mean, if you should not be a high flyer in an elimination chamber match, because especially when the other person's finisher is a kick that can come out of nowhere. So that's on AJ Styles. So then as the elimination chamber is lifting up and Drew McIntyre is celebrating, we see Bobby Lashley come out of nowhere and spear Drew. And then Lashley takes Drew outside the ring and slams Drew to the barricade. And then Lashley does a hurt lock on Drew McIntyre. He's just destroying Drew McIntyre. So from that point on, it was clear to me what was happening and what is going to happen. Lashley clearly was, you know, quote unquote, paid or promised something for this assault on Drew McIntyre, because The Miz comes out with a referee and he's hauling ass to the ring. And finally, he's cashing in his Money in the Bank contract. Finally. So the bell actually rings. So he officially cashed in the Money in the Bank. And The Miz is fired up. And The Miz does a DDT on Drew McIntyre. He pins Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre kicks out. So from there, I'm like, oh no, we're going to have a Baron Corbin thing. He's going to lose this match. He's going to lose it. But no, The Miz does a Skull Crusher finale. He pins Drew McIntyre 1, 2, 3. The Miz wins the WWE Championship. Fucking finally. The Miz is champion after, God, man, maybe 8 years. He is finally a champion again. I mean, now this time he does deserve it. The first time he was so new, so fresh. He wasn't developed. He was just like a little whiny little guy there being champion, giving him the opportunity. Now, The Miz is The Miz. Like, now he is the character. So now he definitely deserves it. And hopefully his reign is long. But, I mean, many of you can probably guess that this is probably going to be a rematch either on Raw or on Fastlane paper, as Fastlane is the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. We might have The Miz versus Drew McIntyre rematch for the title. I hope The Miz wins. Okay. But yeah, all in all, for my highlights for Elimination Chamber, it was a very, how can I put it? It was just a straightforward pay-per-view. Nothing really happened. The Miz winning the belt is literally my highlight. I'm just so pumped on him winning, and finally he's going to be that champion that has attitude, that has charisma, that, I don't know, it's just seeing him as champion just gives me joy. And that's really it for my highlight. It wasn't really much there. It wasn't any crazy spots, any glass breaking, any crazy jumps from the top of the chamber. It was just a straightforward matches, and quite frankly, I almost feel like the Elimination Chamber was pointless, because it should have just made it like a six-pack challenge or something. As for my rating, I'm giving the 2021 Elimination Chamber a 7 out of 10. Again, it was straightforward, nothing crazy happened. I guess I'm bummed out that we didn't get anything from Alexa Bliss or The Fiend with Randy Orton. That's probably one of my biggest downfalls. I was really high on that expectation. But it is what it is. And we had, you know, one show filler, I guess, with the women's championship match. Riddle winning the US title. It was good. Bad Bunny backstage, I think, was funny. Might as well keep the rivalry going. Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan. I mean, it was literally like a 4-minute match. I mean, Roman Reigns really got it easy for his paycheck. And the Elimination Chamber match for the Universal title, again, wasn't all that. It's just simple stuff happening. They really kept it grounded in this year's Elimination Chamber. I feel like last year's Elimination Chamber actually had a little more crazier spots compared to the 2021 Elimination Chamber. So that is my review for the 2021 Elimination Chamber. I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you guys keep listening to me. and I'll be posting weekly podcasts, of course, and I'll see you guys next time.